After the day of violent clashes between white nationalists and counter-protesters in Virginia, tensions were high during two opposing protests in Seattle. Police say three men were arrested. KUOW's Ann Dornfeld has the story.
The two Seattle demonstrations had already been planned before Saturday's violence in Charlottesville. The right-wing Portland-area group Patriot Prayer had called a pro-Trump rally in Westlake Park. In opposition, the Greater Seattle IWW General Defense Committee called a Solidarity Against Hate counter-protest in Denny Park. That anti-fascist demonstration drew a huge crowd, many of whom were mobilized by Saturday's deadly incidents in Virginia. Some came in T-shirts and Birkenstocks. Others wore head-to-toe black, including face masks. Casey Strapp said he's been wanting to get involved since the presidential election. The events in Charlottesville were the last straw.
I'm a little angry that people even need to be out here protesting this because the idiocy has gotten to this point in this country where we have to spend our time fighting this instead of doing more productive things to benefit our society. It's just awful.
Meanwhile, at the right-wing rally, some demonstrators wore matching Make America Great Again hats. Others dressed in military-style fatigues, combat boots, and helmets. Chris R., who heads the Seattle area group the Cascade Legion, said organizing group Patriot Prayer stands for Christianity and free speech and opposes white nationalism.
Though, if people were to come here and espouse white nationalist views, I think people, especially people opposed to white nationalism, have a duty to come here and listen to those arguments so that they can debate them.
The anti-fascist protesters had planned to march to Westlake to face off against the right-wing demonstrators, but police stopped the march several blocks before Westlake Park to prevent a confrontation. Police made at least one arrest and sprayed some protesters with pepper spray. Some anti-fascist protesters made it to Westlake, and there were some arguments between the groups. But most in the anti-fascist group turned around and returned to Denny Park, many fuming at the police interference. In Seattle, I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.